I don't get it.
Man, I'm gonna keep that line. I'm gonna call Mike tomorrow and tell him all about that.
I don't. How?
Who's that in the background?
That's Bob.
Oh, see, they thought it was a gun wrapped in a towel, but it turned out it was a submarine.
Brilliant.
I thought it was just like, oh no, salami, get that away from me. Kevin, what are you doing up this late?
Drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Like,
oh man, I tell you what, you're so bohemian.
What brand?
I smoke Salem Lights.
What brand of beer?
Bush Light.
Great, that's great to hear.
It's Bush Light Draft.
That's
horrible. Like I'm in a bar.
Man, you guys are the rock and roll lifestyle all the way.
Man, we're just a couple of slackers living in the 90s.
Are you a member?
We're on the edge.
Are you a member of Generation X?
That's me, man.
Generation X.
How much are you going to pledge, Mr. X? Hold on a second, WIF Cincinnati. How much are you going to pledge, Mr. X?
What do I get for like 15?
For 15 bucks, we'll get you a slice of pizza.
15 bucks, you get WAIF's program guide, the WAIF Alert. You also get your choice of a WAIF sticker, a magnet, or a collector's button, plus
one bottle of Guinness Stout.
And you get voting rights at our 1994 annual membership meetings where you can stand up and say every time, Mr. Speaker, I rise before you to say, put Chris and Rob on at a better hour.
Well, we went last time and,
did you rise and say, Mr. Speaker, I want to address this august body about the cruel treatment Chris and Rob receive on a continuing basis, having their talent wasted in the middle of the night? Put them on at a better hour, Mr. Speaker. I now yield back the rest of my time. Thank you.
Let's try Sunday at midnight.
It went something like that.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Next time you go to one of those meetings, say that.
I just stood up and said, you guys suck.
And then say, one fart smell, he smelled farts.
So what's the lowest amount I can give?
Nothing.
15?
Nothing.
Nothing. I mean, it doesn't get much lower than nothing.
You know, no, but to be an actual full-fledged...
15. You got to get 15 skins, or to put it in your lingo, about 2.5, 12 packs.
What do you get for 500?
500, you get a pizza.
Anything you want.
I'll give 15.
For 500 bucks, Jim will hang out with you for a day or two.
We're going to take you off the air and you can give 15. Fantastic. Pledge drive is in full swing.
Hey, how much have we made so far today?
I don't know. Ask Jim. He's in charge.
Yeah, you know, they drink coffee because if they used to be the cafe nicotine, that implies cigarettes and coffee. So, you know. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes after 3 o'clock in the morning. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show. And on the fives, we do traffic and weather. Here's Rob with traffic and weather.
Orange Barrel update. People in Cincinnati are steaming. People in Cincinnati are very upset, and here's the reason why. As traffic construction in the Queen City enters its 12th consecutive decade, California, the Golden State, was able to rebuild the Santa Monica Freeway in just 74 days, 80 days ahead of schedule. People in the Queen City are scratching their head and wondering, why can't they do that kind of stuff out here? Why can't they ever finish ahead of schedule out here? They've been doing that cutting the hill thing. They've been doing that for darn near 30 years now. But people in California were able to rebuild the Santa Monica Freeway almost 2 months ahead of time. More than 2 months ahead of schedule. And the contracted company who rebuilt the Santa Monica Freeway will receive a $15 million bonus for completing the construction early.
Go figure.
How can they rebuild the Santa Monica Freeway? Which is a lot, it's like five lanes each way, isn't it?
Uh-huh. At least four. Huge.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than 75, three lanes.
Give me a break.
They rebuilt the whole damn thing. I mean, it fell. There was an earthquake. Remember the earthquake?
Yeah, it was huge.
And the whole thing just collapsed and it broke, and they had to rebuild the whole thing.
Yeah.
They did it in 2 months or so. Uh-huh. They can't even repave 75 and have it stand up for one winter. It's pathetic. I tell you what, this is a big story.
Looks like the moon out there.
I wish we had the resources to dig into this, because there's got to be so much corruption and graft going on. Who are these chuckleheads that are paving 75 that can't withstand one winter? Somebody is taking the money and running.
What do you call that when you funnel money places it's not supposed to be?
Graft? I don't know. Graft. Corruption? I don't know. Money law? No.
Laundering.
Laundering is like when you give me some hot money and I give you fresh money for it. I don't know. Diversion of funds?
Something like that. Either way, it sucks.
Yeah, just overall bad guyness.
Mm-hmm. Just evil.
Dirty
evil.
Pool. It's called dirty pool. That's what it is. And I think that, you know, if they ever get into it, there's got to be something going on. Because you shouldn't have to repave 75 every single year. That's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
The phone number here is 749-1444, as usual. Geospatial went up.
A shuttle is up?
It's up there right now, and it's mapping the world.
I knew they scratched the launch the other day.
Well, it's up there right now. And it's mapping the world, and it's already made a huge map.
You know what they're going to find out?
It's up to 3 million square miles.
They'll find out there really isn't a line between Ohio and Kentucky.
No.
Dragon.
Hello, Dragon. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob!
How's it going, guys?
It's going good, man.
I'm bumming tonight.
Why is that?
Octavia, man.
Octavia.
Bummer,
late, great octopus.
See, what I think was going on, she was having an affair with a squid in the next tank, and his wife found out.
Could have been.
The squid's wife? How many arms do those squids have?
I think I only have 6.
They have a lot. You ever seen a big giant squid get in a fight with a sperm whale? It's a classic battle.
Yeah, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, it's a classic battle. It happens all the time. Used to back in the olden days, you know, the pirates, they would capture a sperm whale, and they would capture a giant squid, and they would let them loose together and let them fight.
Really?
And bet on it, right?
Yeah. Just like, you know, pit bull fights, just like cock fights, just like bear bull baiting, you know, that kind of stuff.
Hey, Dragon.
Yeah.
There's a space shuttle up there right now.
Yeah, I know.
You know what it's doing?
No, what's it doing?
It's making maps. It's spying on us, and it's making a map of the whole world.
It's all flip it off.
Right now, they're up to 3 million square miles. They're supposed to
be
18 million square miles when it's done.
We'll call Houston. We'll find out when it's supposed to be over Cincinnati again, and then we'll have all Chris and Rob listeners go out and flip it off.
No, we'll have them all stand out in an organized fashion, so when they light their Bix, it says Chris and Rob.
And Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Nugent.
At Riverbend.
Yeah. Right on, right, baby.
So what's Ted going to shoot into the audience this time, Dragon? The last time the Nuge was in town, we're at the Coliseum.
Gardens.
When's he coming?
He's opening for Lynyrd Skynyrd, or Lynyrd Skynyrd's opening for him.
Really?
At the Riverbend this summer.
Yeah, I have to get an interview with
him. So Terrible Ted came to the Gardens somewhere, and he shot a flaming arrow straight up in the air or into the crowd or something?
No. Into a target up on stage.
Oh, bull.
Were you there?
He shot it right through some kid's head.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm joshing. So he shoots a flaming arrow on stage. What do you think he's going to shoot this time?
Probably a bazooka or something like that. It's outdoors. The noise won't bother him.
Oh, yeah. He can just... Well, he might shoot, like, over their heads. He'll have a target set up beyond the
across
lawn.
The river.
Yeah.
Dragon, did you pledge?
No, not yet.
Well, we're going to take you off the air here. You can tell Jim how much
you
want to give.
Can you see Ted doing that?
Not to this show. To another
show. Be one of those little wussy boat guys that go by Riverbend so they can listen to the music for free in their boats.
Never been to Riverbend.
Terrible Ted will turn around and...
Okay, Dragon, we're going to take you off the air.
What do you mean you're not going to pledge to our show?
He's pledging right now.
He's better pledge.
Jeff's taking care of
him. I tell you what. 749-1444 is the phone number here, Chris and Rob. What do you mean, talk to you later? Jim, you got to shake him down, man. Come on now. 961-8900 is the secret celebrity hotline, or also the pledge number. If you'd like to just call and make a pledge, you can just go ahead and call on that number, that 961-8900 number. That's good for that. Or if you'd like to talk to us live on the air, or if you would like to just call and make a pledge, 749-1444. Both of those work fine. It's pledge week here at WAIF. It's the Chris and Rob late night talk show. We're talking Dead Octopus. We're talking, wasn't that a Jefferson Starship album? Dead Octopus?
Red Octopus.
Baby, if you believe in miracles. That was on that album, Dead Octopus. We're talking Dead Octopus. We're talking Zhirinovsky. We're talking Space Shuttle. We're talking Reds. We're talking 749-1444, WAIF.
We're also talking former members of Camper Van Beethoven, are we?
Monks of Doom.
Hello, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, man?
Nothing much. We know some girls got a big crush on you.
Really?
On which one?
Pardon me?
On who? Chris or Rob?
Both of you guys.
Really?
Yeah, cool. Right.
She wants to hear from you, but she's a little shy.
That's fine. Well, should we call her up tonight?
Yeah, you want to?
We'll take her number off the air, and then we'll call her.
Okay, cool. Will you broadcast it?
We'll get a pledge from you,
and we'll get her number.
Wait, okay,
give us a skinny on these babes first. I mean, what's that? What are they all about?
It's just one girl.
Yeah, well, she ain't like a heavy metal bitch, is she?
No.
I don't care, man.
She's a medical student.
Oh, she's a medical student?
Yeah.
She's all mine, baby.
I'm hard up.
She wants to know where you guys are from.
She doesn't need to know where we're from. All she knows needs to know is...
No, she wants to know if you guys are from Hamilton. Because she said that has, like, very, like, erotic qualities.
I know, man. I ooze eroticism.
One of us is from Hamilton.
One of us is from Mount Healthy.
I think she wants Mr. Hamilton.
Where are you calling from?
North College Hill.
Who's them people in the background?
Friends of mine from Hamilton.
Really?
Cool. Oh, is this the Kunkabunga Kanga family? Are they the people that know the woman that was on Price is Right?
No. Hey, wait, Mike does, yeah.
Yeah, see, okay.
She's famous up there, ain't
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
She's like, she's more famous than Marilyn McCoo.
Tell me about
it. But not as famous as Billy Davis Jr.
No, you can't touch
Kukawonka
him.
Kukawonka is to Hamilton what Marge Schott is to Cincinnati, right?
Norwood.
So you're going to call this girl?
We'll take her number off.
The,
we'll
she's fine.
She's what?
She's fine.
Okay. I don't
handle it, Jim.
We're being set up.
Yeah, I know we're being set up big time.
You know what?
What?
Why should we care?
Because this is all fun.
It's all just because she probably has midterms today, and she's probably sound asleep. She has a midterm at 8 o'clock. She just got to bed at 2:30 or something, and we'll roll her out of bed, and when that kind of thing will happen. But that's the deal. That's what we do. Is it Chris? We've been on way too long in the middle of the night because we used to play this kind of crap and we never noticed it. But now we're so pathetic.
All right.
We've been singing along with the music all night.
Give Jim the microphone.
I want to pass the mic.
All right. A big shout out to Jim for coming here every week and answering the phones and generally having a good attitude about it.
You're welcome, guys.
Okay, so Jim, what's the skinny on this girl and you just took Brian off the air? What's up?
Her name is Helen.
Helen?
Yes!
Not too many people name Helen these days. What a nice, unique name.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like 50.
Or 90.
Phone's ringing, Jim.
Darn.
I'll have to answer.
Okay. Rob's going to do my job some more.
Keep filling us in on this Helen, babe.
And she works at a certain restaurant on Montgomery Road.
Hi,
okay.
You want to go on here?
And she just thinks you guys are
you know what to do. You know, listen to radio.
Super duper.
The bee's knees, huh?
Cool. Something like that.
Okay. Hello, Ginger. Whoa, careful there. Ginger, you're on the air with Chris.
Hi.
And Jen and Rob.
I'm really mad at you guys for putting down the Sound of Music.
What's wrong with the Sound of Music?
You bunch guys of Nazis. Crap.
Nobody's putting it down.
The Von Trapps were Nazis.
I love it.
Oh, so
I do know the words, but I refuse to say it.
Alright. So what's up, Ginger?
Hey, Ginger, explain to me this.
Yes.
You know that song? Raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens.
My favorite
song. Warm fuzzy mittens. How the hell is that a Christmas song?
That's not a Christmas song.
How come they only play it at Christmas time?
They don't, and there's no fuzzy mittens included.
Hey, what rhymes with kittens besides fuzzy mittens? Raindrops on
it's
roses.
Whiskers on kittens.
And whiskers on kittens. Big chested women with warm fuzzy mittens. What do they say there if they don't say warm fuzzy mittens?
I don't quite remember.
All right, then. You know not of what you speak.
I did compose a poem.
About Octavia, the dead octopus?
Yes, I did.
We have to... Okay, what kind of music do you want? Kind of a rumba, kind of a waltz, kind of a slow tango? What do you want?
The least amount as possible.
You want some minimalistic music?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Just like a guy on a bongo and a banjo player.
I have a hard time rhyming.
Some classical ukulele player.
Okay.
Here you go.
You're on.
Oh, okay. No cue or anything. Here I go.
Oh, I gotta give you the countdown.
No, that's okay. That's
I gotta give you the countdown, Ginger. Okay, now in radio, you don't say the one because it might end up on the tape. So you have to say the one to yourself, all right?
Okay.
Ready? Chris, you ready?
Yeah.
Five. Hold on, I forgot. Coming down in 5, 4... 3, 2, 1
to myself. Octavia, you little puss. Did you know that plug would make you mush? As a kid, I rode you once at King's Island. What a dump. You little ink-squirting piece of glove. Did you think you were in the bathtub? Octavia, it's the pits. You drained into a local ditch. For future knowledge, here's your best bet to keep that octopussy nice and wet. Listen to Chris and Rob every Tuesday night. It works for me, so it has to be right.
So Chris and Rob keeps you wet. Dig it!
Yes!
We gotta see if we can swing a pie this way. Ginger, we take that, didn't we?
Yep. You wanna play it back?
I don't know if I can stand it.
Yeah, let's play it back.
All the blood rushed from my head when she said that.
We'll play it back in the last hour. Hit that counter to zero. We'll come back to it.
Ginger, do we have your phone number and stuff?
Rob,
no, you don't.
Bite me, dude. Less than a C note.
It
doesn't have a counter on it. It's got a CD player on.
What kind of crap radio is that?
It's got a three-band equalizer. It's got a three-band equalizer.
Does it pull into TV band?
Huh?
Does it pull into Army?
No, it doesn't pull into...
What about the weather radio and the police band?
AM, FM, CD, cassette.
Did the dinosaur stickers come with it?
I put the dinosaur stickers on my customized. It's got dynamic bass boost. It's got a three-band graphic equalizer.
It's a piece of crap, right?
Bring yours next time. Your piece of crap, if I recall, lasted all of about three shows before it could not stand Chris and Rob. It couldn't withhold the punishment. We were too much for it. Ginger.
Yes.
Do we have your phone number and stuff?
No.
Well, if you'd like us to, we'll see if we can scrounge up a pizza from No Anchovies, and if we can, we'll get in touch with you and we'll let you know how you can go about getting it.
Okay.
But if you're kind of, you know, like, I don't want to give Chris around my phone number, we can understand. Oh, you pledged last week? You're on our mailing list?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we got your phone number?
Well, I guess you do then.
I'm not hitting on her, dude.
Give me your phone number.
I won't forget it then.
Hey, Ginger.
You guys argue too much.
You know what I hear about
guys
from
Hamilton? That's because he's a damn idiot.
I hear guys from Hamilton are really erotic.
Oh, no, they're not. I know a guy from Hamilton.
Who'd you know?
I won't divulge his name.
Just give me his initials.
I can't really remember his name.
How old was he?
About 23.
What year was he born?
I don't know.
So you had the old beer goggles on one night, eh, Ginger?
Yeah, you gotta keep them on to get a date in this town.
I guess so.
I know a good place. It's where I went tonight. America Live.
Oh, that's great.
That is a cool place.
Nothing like a mall bar.
No, it is cool. I like it.
It's like $5 to get in.
Who was playing? Millhouse?
No.
I don't really know.
Well, you can get in. You can go to Gators.
Yeah.
And you can go to J.E. Flats. You can go to Little Diddy's and sing along. It's a piano bar.
I ate at the rib place.
Where's that, Burbank's?
Yeah.
Ribs are great. I love ribs.
No, I didn't eat the ribs.
Why not?
Because I don't like ribs. I don't eat pork.
Well, did you get the beef ribs?
No.
Did you get the pigeon ribs?
I had the chicken with cheese on it.
Well, that's pretty healthy.
Bad. That's all right. If you start eating more beef, you could join our club. Queen City Carnivore Club.
Oh, gee. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I'm kind of keeping away from red meat.
Wouldn't know why.
What about octopus? You ever eat octopus?
On occasion.
Do you think do you think they sold old Octavia to the local Japanese restaurant?
They might have.
Probably like $1 a pound. They'd get $58 for it.
I think they sent him to Jeffrey Dahmer to just taste test. For marketing purposes.
What the hell is she talking about now? What does an octopus have to do with Jeffrey Dahmer?
He
eats everything.
Oh, okay. I get it. I don't get that sophisticated humor. I'm from Hamilton.
That's probably why.
Yeah, it went right over
my
head.
Where all the little lice
live. Yeah, I'm really slow. What about John Wayne Gacy? He's up for execution and he still says he's innocent.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
I don't know.
May 10th. I think May 10th is the day. May 10th is the day he's supposed to be executed. He says he killed one kid. He picked up a hitchhiking boy, screwed the kid, and then the boy pulled a gun on him, and so John Wayne Gacy killed him. He said he killed him, and then like his two guys that he worked with killed the other 22 people.
Well, if I know the way the legal system works, which I kind of do, he won't.
Yeah, Ginger, you sound like one of those scofflaws. He's probably been in and out of juvenile detention center quite a bit.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the Hamilton County one right now.
You are in jail?
Yes.
You used your one phone call to call Chris and Rob?
Yes, I did.
That's nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
What were you picked up for this time?
Oh, let's see. What was it this time? Oh, I get picked up for everything.
Trafficking Mexican television sets?
I refuse to have sex with Simon Lease.
And you got thrown in jail for that?
Yes, I did.
Did he have, I understand that he went around town and he bought every copy of Mouthful of Bob, and he likes to get together, and Simon Lee and Phil Burris like to read passages
this
to each other.
This is going on a little too far, you guys. I'm going to have to cut things short a little here.
You bastard.
Play the Godfather. 749-1444.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show coming at you live in color on the ColorCast. We've got the wonderful, the lovely Tim on the phone. Tim, you're on with Chris and Rob in most of Cincinnati. Tim, hello. Greetings in the morning.
Tim's new to this business. Take care, Tim. We'll take care of our business. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show. In case you just tuned in, get used to this idea. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 749-1444. It's a pledge drive. If you want to make a pledge, you can call the pledge hotline at 961-8900. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
What up?
Wasn't paying attention there all of a sudden.
That's the way it happens, man. 3:30 in the morning. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, that is true, actually. I started hearing you guys talking, but I got two stations in at once and started hearing you guys through some Perry Como song or something.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing tonight?
Oh, I've been working.
Doing what?
Working a second shift at a job that I really don't like.
Tell us about it. Get it off your chest.
Do you need open heart surgery? Lay it on us.
Well, it's a printing job at a company that I guess I really can't name either.
What yeah, you can name it.
You mean Nielsen Printing?
No, Copco Graphics.
Where?
Copco Graphics.
Where are they located?
Can you cut us a deal on Chris and Rob postcards, flyers, action figures, and stuff?
Yeah, I could probably do it. I'll write it off as a government.
Yeah, you see, we need, you know, the like when you buy a G.I. Joe and it comes in that plastic wrap, which is like glued onto a piece of cardboard that has all kinds of action pictures of G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Well, we need some of those cardboard things for the Chris and Rob dolls.
Oh, we don't have the cardboard stuff, but we can make like the stickers that tell you that they're on sale. How's that?
That could work. We could Chris and Rob stickers all over the place.
There you go.
Can you go ahead and like run up some pirates? Because I know some guy who once had access to like a printing shop where they can make stickers and stuff, and all he could think about was to write that vulgar British obscenity and then the word you. I don't know who it was. And then they were all smudgy, and he handed them out.
That's a nice guy.
Yeah, he still. Yeah, Jim still has some, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we can often do that. We often play with the plates.
Well, some night when you're playing with the plates, just fire up Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and run us off a couple million.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
That would be wonderful. So, what was on your mind tonight, Tim?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what even to talk about. Actually, give me a topic. How's that?
We got a dead octopus in L.A. We've got all kinds of things happening in the world.
Anything else?
We've got Jirinovsky throwing rocks at the Jewish guys after he said they should bomb the NATO airport in Italy.
Man, I've been out of it. I haven't seen the news in so long. I feel so bad now.
We've got 10,000. Kurt Cobain is dead. Listen to this.
We got Neil Diamond.
We got Kurt Cobain, we got Lewis Billups, and Octavia the Octopus in the same week.
I'll talk about Kurt Cobain, because that's a big one on my topic.
Go ahead, talk.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was just listening to the music all of a sudden. Song blue Kurt Cobain was my main inspiration to become a singer. Which
to get a job at a printing shop.
Well, no, that gives me money.
Okay.
Was Kurt Cobain more of an influence to you than, say, Neil Diamond?
Yeah, I'd have to actually say that, definitely.
Really?
So yeah. How did Kurt Cobain inspire and or influence you?
That's funny because Neil Diamond is kind of an influence on an entire generation.
Yeah, on the generation that never lived, actually. Like the 80s. But anyway, Kurt Cobain got me started into writing music, actually. It was just really weird. Because he was, like, the first person.
Well, he was the godfather of grunge.
Basically, he started the whole thing.
But, you know, actually, Jim just made a very valid point. Neil Young is really the godfather of grunge.
Neil Young was wearing those dirty, nasty, ripped-up jeans long before the Ramones.
wasn't he?
Where do you think Kurt Cobain would be today if it wasn't for the influence that, say, Neil Diamond had on his life? But in those
ones. That's actually a toughie.
I don't think guys that have kids should shoot themselves.
I'm sorry?
I don't think guys that have kids should shoot themselves.
Why did Kurt Cobain shoot himself and not, say, Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond singing Song Song Blue, or whatever song that happy song is, actually. He's singing happy stuff. And Kurt Cobain singing I Hate Myself and I Want to Die. So, you know.
What song was that?
Like that? You suddenly got to start thinking, hey, I think he's going to kill himself. Not. But, you know, nobody really paid attention to that one.
Wow. Well, you know, what, that was from the Beavis and Butthead album, I Hate Myself and I Want to Die?
Yeah.
Well, they gave it to a bunch of cartoon characters. How serious were you supposed to take it?
Yeah. That's true, actually.
How much of an influence has Beavis and Butthead had on your life? How much of an influence has THC had on your life?
How much of an influence has, say, Neil Diamond had on your life?
My parents might be listening. Neil Diamond got me started on THC. He's an evil influence.
I remember watching The Jazz Singer on HBO and sitting there in tears, enraptured.
I'll tell you that he puts in a better performance in that than Elvis did in Jailhouse Rock.
Sniffle, sniffle.
Close, it'd be close. Yeah, not Elvis in Viva Las Vegas, but Elvis in Jailhouse Rock, I'll give you that.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
He was almost as good as John Travolta in Grease.
Now, there's a good song.
Sing along, Tim.
Hey,
sing along in Kurt Cobain style.
Okay, what? I'm sorry?
Sing along but growl like Kurt Cobain did.
Okay. He's
actually doing it.
What was your favorite spelling of Kurt?
The K-U-R-D-T.
Yeah, that had to be the all-time classic Kudurt. Spelling of Kurt.
If you're a dork, you just read and go, Kudurt. Cool. That was Beavis.
Yeah, we noticed. Well, all right, man. Thanks a lot for your call. And
hey, Tim, one more thing before you go.
Sure.
This is for you, baby.
What time?
Song, song, blue. I bet Tim knows one. Song, song. Blue.
I bet Tim knows one.
Thanks, Tim.
One, you bet.
Me
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late.
Is that the one where he goes,
show.
Me and you and a dog named Tim?
I don't know.
Me.
When you me take the blues and make a song
named Tim,
you sing
them. Yeah, that's the one.
Now, that was Me and You and a Dog Named Tim Living and Loving Off the Land by Lobo.
You know, I think it's really inspiring to me that a lot of Neil Diamond fans such as Tim call up and keep the Neil Diamond specter alive.
What I like is Neil Diamond's Christmas tours. He always does a great Christmas tour starting about July 5th.
Say the phone number. Let's rustle up another call. This is fun.
749-1444. If you don't get a phone call in 55 seconds, we're going to call that person. That person that we were going to call. The Hamilton girl, the chick that likes Hamilton guys.
We didn't get her phone number.
Why not?
Jim didn't get it.
Jim, you didn't get the phone number of the girl that likes Hamilton guys? I'm from Hamilton, Jim. Hello, I'm from Hamilton, and you can tell by looking at me that
Jim,
I'm not
like
exactly beat them off with a stick.
They don't have her phone number.
What do you mean they don't have her phone number? Well, what? That's plenty, isn't it, Gene Minnelli? You know, for years, I've dreamed of someone who would get turned on by Hamilton guy. Ryan, you're on with Chris and Rob. What's a good word?
I finished my book.
You finished
did.
Your book?
Yeah, Two Hands Full of Brian.
And I bet it's going to be a good book.
Yeah, Bob helped me.
He did.
But Bob stole my Morbid Angel CD and left.
That Bob is a real son of a bitch.
I don't like him no more.
Hey, dude, what? Get a life already, will ya? Come on.
Don't tell your callers to get a life.
Okay, let's try it with more tech. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Cool. I'm catching you in black and white tonight.
Really?
We're on the color cast.
All right.
I'm smoking some aldehyde.
You know what's better than that is if you take some of that super glue and huff it. Man, that's the best.
Put it into a butternut bag.
No, we can get sued for that. I didn't recommend anybody should do that. Don't do that, okay? Bye, Brian. You're a bad influence on me. Don't call back until next week, but do call back then, because we love you, babe.
Yeah, sure do.
749-1444 is the number.
That's Chris Rob, Late Night Talk Show. Quickly going over what's going on in the world. Jaranofsky, the rock-throwing idiot. What else have we talked about? There's a space shuttle up taking pictures of us.
Well, here's something we haven't talked about yet.
What's that?
Other than MASH, what is your favorite TV show about Army people?
Other than F Troop.
Other than MASH and F Troop, what is your favorite TV show about Army people that could possibly be made into a feature-length film?
I know you're not going to say Gomer Pyle because that's about the Navy or the Marines. Let's see, China Beach, probably.
Gomer Pyle is headed for the big
screen.
Hold
on, what's this called? Gomer Pyle USMC, isn't it? Which stands for Uncle Sam's Misguided Children. United States Marine Corps, boy, there's a big difference between the Army and the Marines.
Yeah, somebody, one of these big movie companies is going to make a movie about Gomer Pyle. Jim Nabors will probably not be in it because he's too old.
Yeah, he will.
You think?
Jim Nabors wants to play Gomer's father.
Really?
Yeah, he's still ailing, though, from having a liver transplant, which gives me the willies just thinking about. Ah!
Sam.
Yo.
Sam.
Up? Hey, how you doing?
Now we're rocking and rolling.
All right. Rat Patrol.
Rat Patrol. You know what's great about Rat Patrol?
What?
They killed so many people, but none of them ever bled.
Hey,
They'd be cruising across the desert in one of those Rat Patrol trucks with an M60 just wailing. Here'd come a whole jeep of unprotected krauts. Take out the whole lot of them, there'd be 50 dead krauts laying around, and not a drop of German blood anywhere in the sand.
Yep. What's up, man?
Today, if they did that show, they would use probably 50 gallons of pig blood every week. Or Karo syrup and red food color, whatever they use for blood on TV nowadays. Yeah, in black and white, you can use chocolate syrup. That's what Hitchcock used for the famous shower scene in Psycho, chocolate syrup.
Did he?
Yep.
So what's up with this octopus?
Man, there's a dead octopus in L.A. out at the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium. A 58-pound octopus named Octavia. She was an octopus among octopuses. And she was a wonderful octopus. I don't know. The PETA people say that the stress have got to be too much for her. PETA people say that octopuses feel stress. Let me repeat that.
All right.
A woman from PETA said that the octopus felt stress.
Yeah, everybody's got stress.
Yeah, even octopus have stress.
I guess.
Octopi.
Why didn't she just knock back
an octopi had stress?
Why didn't she just knock back a few 22s, a couple double deuces, like I do when the stress gets to me?
Yeah.
You know how it is. You've been around, Sam.
Sam, what part of town you calling from?
Price Hill.
How are things in lovely Price Hill tonight?
Oh, it's a beautiful night.
Oh.
Is it still raining out?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What about, how's the traffic?
Oh, it's hectic.
Is it?
Yeah.
At 3:45 in the morning, you got a hectic traffic in Price Hill.
It's really wild. Now, I listened to you guys a long time ago on, what is this, Waif?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, I know.
You used to catch us back in Denver?
Huh?
You used to catch us back in Denver then, huh?
No.
Hey, do you have a phone book, Sam?
Huh?
Do you have a phone book nearby?
Yeah.
Can you do us a favor?
Boy.
Look up the Perkins in Montgomery on Montgomery Road and call us back and give us a phone number.
Someone, just look it up right now. We'll put you on hold till you find
someone it. Someone swiped our phone book.
All right.
The WAIF phone book is stolen, and we need to buy a new one. And in order to buy a new one, we need funding.
We need pledges.
We need funding.
And currently, we've made $3,570, but that doesn't count the $100 that what are they called?
Never mind. What we need is funding, and here's what you can do.
What, you hung up on him, Jim?
He begged! Jim, you hung up on him, man.
Sam,
call back. We need that number.
Man, what are you doing, Jim?
Anyways, funding. Let's talk funding for a minute. Send a couple of C-notes our way.
Yeah, go ahead. And voting privileges, coffee mugs, T-shirts, umbrellas, all can be yours if the price is right. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The Octavia the Octopus of late night talk shows.
two.
We've got a young man named
Bob.
Bob, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob. How are you, Bob? Hey, Bob. What
What's
up?
Happening?
How are you?
Not bad. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Bob. Before we get started in tonight's phone conversation, I want you to make me a promise.
What's that?
No swearing.
Well, sweetheart, I'll try and hold down on those four-letter words for you.
Thanks, baby. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
You got a phone book handy?
I got one around here somewhere.
Whip it out.
I want
to
go
whip
get it
out, honey. We need you to look something up for us.
I'm not your little errand boy.
You're our little errand girl. We're role-playing tonight, okay? So look, honey, get that Yellow Pages out and look something up for us.
What do you want?
Perkins.
Montgomery. Put them together. Give us the number.
Hold on. I got to go find it.
Get on the stick, Bob, and I know you're real good at getting on the stick. So get on the stick here.
I'll get on the stick for you.
You keep that up. You'll be on J-Corps pretty soon.
Working on it.
He's getting on the stick.
J-Corps has been screaming my name for a long time now. I'm free JTM.
You boys just keep chattering away. I'll go get it.
All right. Thank you very much.
How much we got left over there? Okay.
All right. Hit the.
Let's do this one dry. We need to do a dry one.
We're going to do a dry one.
All right. We should turn Dingbat off so he doesn't right in the middle of our thing. Hold on. Let me get in position.
Do the countdown. We're going to do this one dry.
Okay.
Use your own mic.
We are coming down in.
Hey, you got the 961 going off, Jim. Hold on. Get on the stick.
All right. We are coming down in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're hopping on the Steinberg's bandwagon with all 4 feet.
Steinberg's has a huge selection of radios, TVs,
washing
machines.
Chris, just say it. Steinberg's has it all.
You bought a toaster oven there the other day, didn't you, Rob?
Sure did. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Well, how did it work?
The service was friendly and courteous and helpful, and you want to know something, Chris?
What's that?
My JTM pork chopettes have never tasted better.
So forget all those other so-called celebrity sound-alikes. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we shop at Steinberg's.
We could do better than
we
that.
We kind of, you blew a word, how does it work or something.
We gotta just stick with, how was your experience?
No, whatever.
How was your experience? Let's try that again, ready?
Sharpie, pen.
Don't worry about it, we got it covered. All right.
Five. Hold on, I feel a belch. Carbonated beverage.
Well, that was a good one. Are you paying attention?
5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're hopping on the Steinberg's bandwagon with all 4 feet.
Let's try that again. That sucked.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're hopping on the Steinberg's bandwagon with all 4 feet.
Steinberg's has a huge selection of radios, TVs, washing
just
machines.
Just say it, Chris. Steinberg's has it all.
You bought a toaster oven there the other day, didn't you, Rob?
Sure did. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Well, how was your experience?
The service was friendly and courteous and helpful. And you want to know something, Chris?
What's that?
My JTM pork chopettes have never tasted better.
So forget all those other so-called celebrity sound-alikes. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we shop at Steinberg's! I couldn't help it. I blew it. 12th time I did it, and I thought it was funny. Who is this? Bob still? Sorry,
okay,
Bob. Thanks, Bob. Were those any of those keepers?
I don't think so. I blew in the mic on one of them.
We might have to just do it like under
you blew what?
Never mind. Okay, Bob, you got that number for us? Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. All right, let's call him up.
No, wait.
Hold on, Bob. I have something to say.
Bob, call back.
All right, Bob, what's up?
What? You hanging up on me?
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Okay,
yeah.
Call him up.
I'll call you later. Do you know their number?
Yeah, dial it up, baby.
Okay, whatever. 749-1444.
Right? Okay, go. We're gonna call Helen at the...
Tell them to call back.
Tell them to call back unless they sound cute.
Okay, I can call back at
7. Come on, Jim. Don't be
no,
so polite.
No, nobody listens. Give us money or shut up. anyway.
All right, we're going to call the Perkins in Montgomery now. And we know that they're going to be all aflutter. So if you're listening out there in Montgomery, stop in Perkins.
Can you imagine what the thrill and experience would be like if you're just toiling at your menial labor job at 4 o'clock in the morning and then you get a call from Chris and Rob?
Don't forget that Tuesday night.
The first Tuesday of May.
The first Tuesday of May, we're going to be up with no anchovies.
Who?
morning. Thank you for calling Montgomery Perkins. Kathy speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Kathy. May I speak with Helen, please?
You sure may. Hold on.
Thank you.
And together what? Together we'll have a Grand Slam breakfast.
They don't have a Grand Slam.
What do they have there?
What do they have at Perkins?
What's that? Cheese omelet. French toast, too.
We'll have a cheese omelet and some French toast.
And if the service is good...
We'll
a cheese omelet and French toast, huh?
And together, we're looking for it. We'll have a cheese omelet and some French toast.
But ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we have to rehearse these.
This is like behind the scenes, an inside look, like a handheld camera documentary. The camera zips back and forth
between
Don Hewitt screaming at Mike Wallace.
I like it when you and I talk at the same time. We should
do that more often, you know. Uh-huh. But I think people really enjoy that too.
This is
riveting
radio.
Do we come out of one speaker and like you?
What we should do when we're at one of the big stations is get panned, so you're in the left, I'm in the right.
That would be cool.
That would be tense.
That would be.
Wouldn't it?
And together. We'll have a cheese omelet and some French toast.
We'll have
a cheese omelet and some French toast. And you
extra
say,
syrup,
and you
please.
Say, and I'll say, and coffee or something. Like
and
that.
I'll say extra syrup. I could say extra syrup.
And I'll say and coffee.
What's taking Helen so long? You think maybe she's got a couple tables
and some blueberries?
Who's there?
Who knows?
Are we rolling?
This is
going to be worth it. This is going to be so incredibly cool.
That better be.
Do you have our Talking to Perkins music queued up?
It's going.
And together we'll have a team.
Nah, but they gotta be
able. How about a typewriter? We just have a typewriter and pretend it's like forks hitting a plate.
We could.
The key to sound effects in radio, I don't need to tell you this, but I'll share it with the listeners, is telling the listener what it is. Like you go, oh my gosh, it's raining out. Then you have those sound effects that say pigs oinking. And those pigs oinking will sound like rain to the people because people are easily manipulated.
And they're usually stoned, too.
Well, only our listeners, but...
Hey, Rob, don't make any assumptions. They're stoned when they listen to WLW, too. Okay?
I know.
And you know they are.
I know they are.
Big rig with 60,000.
Yeah. You drive one of the big trucks, right? You got a load of chickens in the back. You got some uppity chickens in the back of your truck. Come on, Helen.
I think Helen's out vacuuming the lot.
Must be. We're getting kind of bored here, Helen.
But I guess this is the right number, though, because Kathy knew Helen.
Kathy says, oh, Helen, this must be Rob. The Hamilton boy.
You know, Helen, like, ran into the women's room and started freshening her makeup.
Maybe she's timid. I know. It's going to be anticlimactic, too.
You're holding it for so long, and it's got to be worth it, you hope.
You hope.
Anyway, that's the way it works, live radio. That's why it's fly by the seat of your pants, white knuckle radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Helen?
Yes.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we'll have a cheese omelet and some French toast. Extra syrup here.
And I want coffee.
Oh, okay.
How are you, Helen?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
How do you feel right now having a call from Chris and Rob?
Live.
Oh, I don't know. Feel pretty good.
What are you doing there? I mean, what were you doing? Were you out sweeping the parking lot or something?
Oh, yeah, I had to take the garbage out.
Really? You were taking the garbage out?
Yeah.
A lot of good tips tonight?
Oh, shoot. I'm in the kitchen, honey. I don't make no tips.
Oh, so you're a cook?
Yeah.
Really? So how many orders of eggs can you cook at one time?
How many do you want?
What's the most you've ever cooked?
Oh, plenty.
Is the orange juice fresh or powdered?
Powdered.
It's tang, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What about them mashed potatoes?
They're instant.
They're powdered potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the portions?
Oh, I think they're just enormous.
Hey, Helen, here's the question that everybody's been dying to know. Just who do you know to get a gig like being a cook at Perkins?
A loser.
You know, Helen, someone says that you, kind of have a thing for guys from Mount Healthy in Hamilton.
Oh, really? Who said that?
We rather not divulge our sources, but Chris and Rob, being the journalists that we are, we dug deep, and we came up with the fact, or the rumor, or the insinuation that you indeed do find guys from either Mount Healthy or Hamilton to be, and the word they used was erotic.
Oh, really?
That's
I thought it was Springdale and Fairfield.
So basically, it's all the northern, Cincinnati area. Huh?
That's right.
How's business tonight?
Kind of busy a little bit.
Do you ever get Montgomery police officers?
Oh, all the time.
You know Ken Winnicott?
Probably.
You know Brian Knowles?
I don't know. I don't know him by name. By face, maybe.
Ken Winnicott is a guy with that real thin little black mustache. Looks like a mafia guy. That's him. If you see him, tell him Chris and Rob said, hey, baby.
Okay.
Will you do that for me?
Sure.
Do you listen to Chris and Rob there at the restaurant in Perkins all the time?
No.
I tell you what, if we get stickers made up that say Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, can we stick them on your menu?
You sure you can.
Great. Why don't you listen to us there at the Montgomery Perkins?
Because we have it wired in the, what is it, WGRR?
Well, wire us in, baby.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know.
See what you can do about it.
All right.
Let us talk to your manager.
Okay.
You're the manager, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're the manager?
Yeah.
You run that place?
At night time.
Hey, let me tell you something.
The manager don't take out the garbage.
Hey, that Kathy who answered the phone?
Uh-huh.
Can her.
Why?
Get rid of her.
Why?
She's trouble. I'm sorry.
That's twice I've been spit on tonight.
Oh, my.
Jim spit on me as I came walking up the steps. Now Chris just threw a loogie on my right knee. But anyway, that Kathy, she just seemed like bad news.
Gee,
no, she was a wonderful person. She was very polite, and she said, hi, thank you for calling the Montgomery Perkins. My name is Kathy. How may I help you? She was really good. Okay. And then, we told her we wanted to talk to you, and she was very courteous. And, give her a big thrill. Tell her she talked to Chris and Rob.
Okay.
Because she seems like a nice kid, and she deserves something, a little pick-me-up every now and then.
Alrighty, I will.
She deserves to know that she talked to us.
Okay.
Do you listen to the show usually?
Sometimes.
Do you have any idea who Chris and Rob are?
Yes.
So you have listened to the show?
Yes.
Well, that's really good. So what kind of discount are we looking for?
We don't have any discounts.
You don't have the Chris and Rob waif personality discount?
No, we don't.
Free French toast? I mean, Perkins is getting a lot of airtime right now.
Oh, well, we love that.
Well, what if you accidentally dropped a loaf of bread and French toast batter, then it accidentally fell on the grill, and then you had to do something with it? You couldn't just throw it away, so you had to give it to a couple of three starving radio personalities.
Oh, we'll probably do it.
We're there.
Working, yeah.